Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Volume on this stinks. Whatever. My computer's old. Deal with it. Anyway, it's the Malcolm Go podcast. It is not September. It's October 13th, 2021. And Tyler is not here today. He's editing John Gruden's emails, so he couldn't be here tonight. So we got KP only on the Zoom machine here. We got talking. If my computer dies, there's nothing I can do about it. We're just going to have to deal with it. The iPad died. I got no more soundboard as we are right now. So we just sit here and we just chat now. That's the new Malcolm Go podcast. After a big win down in Houston.
Scary win is the problem.
Scary win, but necessary.
A win.
Heading into Dallas. A win is a win, boys. We don't care how you get there. Just get it done. Weird week. I mean, you know, the offense shows up, does what it's supposed to do. Mac Jones looks solid. You know what I mean? Looks good. I don't think he made many mistakes.
I mean, I just read something where if he throws for a 70% completion rating, he'd be the first rookie ever to do it his first 5 games.
He already did, didn't he?
Well, I'm sorry. He would be the first one to do it more than 5 games in a row.
I mean, I'd be surprised if he doesn't throw for 70% on the season. That's all he does. He just throws these little checkdowns all day, so it's fine.
So accurate. I don't know. That touchdown to Henry was – I mean, that one was
– all right, when Rex Ryan says he was a pea shooter, I wanted to fight him at the time, and then I was like, he doesn't really throw it very fast at all. He just, like, lobs it in there, and you're just watching – you're just waiting for someone to intercept it, and then all of a sudden, you know, it floated over the guy's pinky. I don't know. That guy, I think that cornerback ran from the other side of the field. I'm not even joking. I don't know where he was at the start of the play, but I know that he ended up almost intercepting the ball.
Well, he looked like the Patriots cornerbacks just out of the screen. Yeah. So I couldn't believe that. Could you?
It was such an atrocity, but it was so perfect. It's exactly how Patriots play. They've been playing like that for 20 years. You know, they rarely, with the, you know, maybe like 2011 or 2007, they would just blow away bad opponents. But 95% of the time they're going to play down to opponents, and it's just going to look like that. You know, they're playing a terrible Houston team. You know, if they play a good team that's supposed to be really good, like the Bucks last week, for example, they'll always fucking play tough and, like, have a chance to win it. And this is with Brady, and now it seems to be working with Mac, too. And then now, every single time they play a shit team, I mean, for example, even fucking going back all the way to 2003 or whatever it was, 2003, best team in the NFL, I think they were 14-1, maybe, or 13-1, go down to play a 1-12 dead Miami Dolphins team on, like, Sunday Night Football, have a big lead, can't really break away, lose the game. And what the fuck?
Well, that's just the Patriots. But usually it's just the Dolphins. Usually they just play down to the Dolphins. Like,
play down to all the bad. They always play down to bad teams. I mean, in this, they don't have
the assembly of players. The Houston players, like, I could name very Brandon Cooks.
That's why they were lucky. They were if that was that team had any semblance of an NFL roster, they would have been blown out. They would have been blown out.
I mean, I'm just not you. I'm used to, like, letting teams, like, shitty teams, like, run, like when Brandon Bolden a few years ago ran the ball down our throats and shit. I'm not used to teams just hitting fucking bombs on the Patriots.
We're really hitting
they
bombs.
Want.
They That's hit just... one desperation throw on the sideline with a terrible fucking secondary play. Devin McCourty took an angle I would have took. And then, you know, and then the fucking flea flicker with moron Jawan Williams. He might have been the first Patriot ever to bite on a flea flicker, and the guy were running.
Williams is a waste of air.
He stinks. I've been waiting for him to be good. He's 6'4.5". He should cover tight ends. He should never be on the boundary. Like I think they envision him as like a, big wide receiver, big tight end corner that they could just match up, and he can't cover anybody. Doesn't matter who it is.
Me.
Yeah.
He can cover me. The guy, he's slower than snail crap. And he's just like, he's not physical.
He's not physical either, which is like the, if you're going to be a giant with a wingspan like Evander Holyfield, you might as well, you have to punch these guys at the line. You can't just fucking let them run off you.
Yeah. He looks like Deontay Wilder. He literally looks just like him. But he's like scared to touch anyone. And it doesn't make any sense. You know who we could have used really bad? We could have used Stephon Gilmore.
Oh, that, you know, he would have been a good player to have for that game. Or in general, to continue having. Instead of that sixth round pick in 2091.
Nah, bro, we're good. We got that guy off the Sean Davis, number 30 today.
Sean Wade. He's got a concussion in practice, which is usually a good sign for anybody.
Day one.
You know, anytime you're not really hitting in practice and get a concussion, you got to look out for players that. They know what they're doing.
Speaking of concussions, Mr. Matthew Judon he might be my favorite Patriot of all time.
No, I thought I graduated from jerseys, and now I might be a Judon guy. Single digit, just looks handsome. That might be the jersey you buy me when Nikhil scores a touchdown this week.
It's got to be this week.
This is the week. But I was telling you, when we were in the red zone a couple times last week, they put Harry in. I was like, oh, he's going to get it right here.
I saw it, and then I immediately saw them snap it and his break off the line. And I was like, we are in good shape. This guy's so bad.
He's not bad. He's got a different style of play. He's suspiciously quick. Suspiciously fast out of nowhere. He'll come out of nowhere and just beat you off the line. I'm telling you, he's putting it all together.
He's got to get going.
I'm going to run through the preseason tweets again just to get myself fired up for this week. I'll be in Gillette watching him score it. It's going to be electric factory too when he does it.
I'll turn my phone.
I'm telling you, Mac doesn't discriminate. He'll go to Harry if he's the open man. He throws to him. I think he's targeted him twice, two first downs all season. And fucking now that Jacoby Myers drops the ball.
I'm definitely more confident that Harry will get a touchdown before Jacoby Myers somehow. I don't know how Jacoby Myers doesn't have any touchdowns. It doesn't make any sense.
He works the middle of the field. It was the same thing with Welker and Edelman. They just fucking fire the ball to the middle. They'd always have 115 catches a season, like 1,100 yards and two touchdowns. That was like always the stat for Welker, and except for like 2007 and you know, that's still like the thing about Edelman not being in the Hall of Fame. They're like, look at his numbers. But he has the yards. He has the catches. It's just like he has no touchdowns because he's a slot receiver.
I mean,
that
he's
just works
5 foot nine and would get smoked every time he was in the red. I mean, you can't run.
They also had Gronkowski, who was always open in the end zone. He's the most, besides Jerry Rice, has the most touchdowns ever, right? I believe he does.
I'd like to shout out our whatever that the thing we put on the offensive line, that comfort, like that group of gentlemen. They were excellent.
Whoever they were, all five of them besides Andrews, they were all good. I mean, again, playing the Houston Texans, of which the Sauga Sachems would have dominated on the offensive line. I didn't know a one of them. I knew Whitney Merciless because I've heard of him, and I knew that Cunningham kid. I wanted him pre-draft.
I mean, Whitney Merciless has been in the league since, like, I mean,
he was a hot pick.
I don't know. I mean,
he was like a hot pickup his year, and that kid Zach Cunningham was a big pickup his year. So two of those guys were good when they had like Watt and fucking the other guy there.
Yeah,
fell off the map from South Carolina. Your boy
Jadeveon Clowney. We'll see him in a few weeks. He's in Cleveland now. That'll be interesting.
I haven't heard a peep from him in 3 years. He got sent to Seattle, did nothing. Went to Tennessee, did nothing.
Made a glass.
How do you? I don't understand that. It was him, like. Couldn't miss. I can't miss guy. I mean, I don't understand how that guy, like Myles Garrett's living up to the hype. I mean,
you should see that man. I saw that man once in person at a Chinese buffet in South Carolina.
Clowney?
He looks like he'll kill you, your family, and everyone else just by looking at you. He's mammoth. He played
they
running
said
back
they,
in
he,
high
they were like, he was like one of the first guys that could have been in the NFL out of high school. Like he was ready
Rex
to go.
Rex Ryan said he would have taken him first overall out of high school. He was Rex Ryan. Of course he would.
Oh, he's a moron, clown. But he probably would have. That's exactly.
I would have.
Rex. I mean, yeah, and then he just doesn't live up to the hype. And what did he have? Does he have a 10 sack season in the NFL? And
he's had like two or three good. When he's healthy, he's like actually really good. But
he was on the other side of JJ Watt. He should have dominated.
He was hurt most of the time there. He that year he was in Seattle. He was a problem. Yeah, he's pretty. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't.
We have Matthew Judon. We have the greatest.
Whatever. Judon is getting ready to give me a free jersey. It's gonna be so legit. Judon.
Was good. Wise was good this week. Jamie Collins.
JV. Refuse to accept Jamie Collins until we get 3 weeks into the season. And he's doing the same things. He ran. He made three plays. Right. He played three downs on defense, and sacked the quarterback on one of them, which is classic September Jamie. Even though it's October, it's really September Jamie.
We need a September Jamie. We need a September Jamie right now.
They should just sign him in December or January, because that's when you need September Jamie. You need him for four good games where he's at his peak, and then he'll get bored, the fifth game, and then all of a sudden vanish. And then by week eight, Belichick trades him, and then he gets a $200 million deal from somebody terrible.
That's fine. Like, Hightower, another one is Hightower looked pretty. He looked.
It was his best game
better.
Yet. In Houston,
which doesn't say much.
Yeah, I don't know how much I trust their defensive line or their offensive line, because Judon was just embarrassing them left and right.
But I mean, he's also done that to literally everyone. The guy is like, I can't.
Six and a half sacks in five games. The most.
He's so good
most
at football.
In Patriots history throughout five games, tied with Andre Tippett, the legend, and Chandler Jones.
I texted you my take during the game, and I
hated
your
take.
I was rejected.
It's a horrible take. You're gonna get this. That is classic. Like, what do they call that? Like
recency bias.
Yeah, recency bias. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
But I mean, if it
and you're also 21. How old are you? How old are you now?
I'm about to be 26 years old.
You're a baby. The dynasty started. By the time you were even fucking walking, you couldn't even get a hard on yet. And Brady was winning. Brady had three Super Bowls before you can get a hard on.
We still struggle in that department. So,
yeah. Well, I'm no braggart. I had a fucking recent injury. I don't even know what's happening. I don't know who I think I am, but I decided I was gonna be like outdoorsy starting now, and it was gonna be I'm gonna be a mountain biker. So I'm like, I'm going to mountain bike. And like, there's a big fucking mountain biking place over here in the Lynn Woods, which you wouldn't think is nice, but it's nice. You do have to drive to Lynn to get there, which is a downside. But once you're there, it's fun. and I rode my bike, and I was like, I felt fine doing it. My legs were literally on fire, and I was like, I wish I didn't do this. This is miserable. And I did it for an hour, did my best, finished what I was trying to do. And the next day, I woke up, and my balls hurt like I got a vasectomy again. I'm like, I'm not even joking. It's the same feeling. I'm like,
did you wear shorts? Did you have your cycle? I had shorts,
and I have padded bike shorts I wear under. I wouldn't dare wear those on the outside. I'm not that type of cyclist. First of all, I don't have the body for cyclist shorts.
Oh man, I wear mine, and it's not because I'm proud of my piece. It's because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna look the part.
No, that's not me. I showed up in a t-shirt, t-shirt and baggy Syracuse basketball shorts, and that's how I ride my bike. But I had the proper undercarriage gear going. I was mountain biking, and I don't know what happened. Like, I feel like literally, I don't know, for some reason when I got a vasectomy, it felt like the right balls just being constantly tugged at. And it's like, doesn't really hurt in your balls, but it hurts above in like the pubic region.
Yeah, no,
and that's
what I felt like the last
3 days.
It hurts your anal cavity, which will lead me into, I'd like to talk about the dude on Twitter. You know his name. He just asked us about Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, yeah. Right before we got on a burner account, Joseph Towery. He's got, he follows two people. They're both me. And he has zero followers, but he's got a photo. So, I mean, and a photo with a girl. So that's usually a good sign. So anyway, he asked me the following, which my phone's going to die. He said, question for you both. They're both me. If you could change one moment in Patriots history, what would it be? He said, Asante Samuel catching the fucking ball, 4th and 3. Hernandez not murdering people. Well, I mean, if we're going to be a human, we're going to say that. I mean, if we're going to be human,
I don't even know. I don't
if
even
we're
going to
be human,
we're going to
say Aaron, don't murder people. I'm, but that has nothing to do with the team. But
no,
yeah, let me think. I didn't have to think about it.
I don't care that he murdered anyone. I more care that he got caught. He was bad at murdering people.
there was the meme, the famous meme, which is one of my favorite things ever. He would which is kind of like, I don't know if he like was doing that on purpose, but he would always, I think he was digging like piles of cash. That was like always his celebration when he was scoring a touchdown. And then somebody tweeted a meme, was like, celebration for touchdowns is digging holes, forgets to bury body. And I'm like, oh, like an idiot. But, oh my God. I mean, there's so many. I mean, I guess I would say.
I mean, I've got one straight off the bat. Why, getting rid of Brady. I mean, that might be that's
that I mean, hurt. They didn't get rid of Brady. He left on his own accord. You couldn't chain him to the fucking building.
That,
of course,
that hurts.
It does hurt, but I mean, let's face it. That's not the biggest thing. I would say, I mean, one that people overlook is Brady Bernard Pollard tearing Brady's ACL.
I was going to say that one too, cuz that your
one,
that roster
because
was stacked.
Their roster was stacked and they had a simple schedule. I mean, everyone always says he brought Castle to 11-5. I was like, yeah, that was Brady would have ran the table again. By the way, on that
game. that was the year to win it all.
Not only again. Was he, did he have an easier, pretty easy schedule? He was just coming off an embarrassing Super Bowl loss. He was going to tear the league apart. They might not have blown everybody out or gone undefeated, but they would have won fucking 15 games and won.
Well, that was kind of like. Kind of like the year after Deflategate, where you're like, "Yeah, when Brady gets back, we're winning the Super Bowl." Like, we're winning the Super Bowl.
I'd also I mean, if I'm gonna go top five, let's see. I'm not gonna do them in any order because I didn't think about it that much. But I'm gonna say the Brady knee, Malcolm Butler playing in the Super Bowl against the Eagles.
That was gonna be my one.
That's a big one because I think he's in there. All you need is a tackle. Michael Hurley said it the other day, which I agree with. All you needed was one tackle that that Batamosi guy missed. That's one. I would say, what else? Let's see.
Asante Samuel
makes that catch in the Super Bowl. Or David Tyree, or, you know, Rodney Harrison swipes David Tyree's helmet. I mean, one of the works.
Or they just make the sack on Eli right there. Just
it was a sack, but the refs didn't want to call it. That's three of them.
That's got to be my one. I take everything I've said back. I rewatched that play the other day, and I almost threw up on myself.
It's hard. It's hard to rewatch. I've gotten over it by now, but that was a tough one. Let's see. What's another bad one? I'm thinking one of the Rob Gronkowski injuries had to be up there. Maybe the Gronkowski injury in 2000.
What about the Welker
in
drop?
2011?
What about the Welker?
Oh, that, yeah. Okay, that's a great one. The Welker drop in the Super Bowl, which is the same in the same thing, because had Gronkowski not sprained his ankle in the AFC Championship game, they would have won. That was the greatest tight end season of all time.
Yeah, I mean, but even without him, if he catches that ball, it's
game. First, you know, I mean, that's two part. That's a two part thing, because Brady should have put it at his chest, because he would have walked in, or if he was right over his shoulder, he would have walked in, but he threw it behind him. So he had to turn around, did get both hands on it. So it was both of their faults. But, I mean, if Brady put a better ball in there, it was a walk-in touchdown, and game's over. That's a good one, too. I mean, there's so many. And then, obviously, Hernandez not killing anybody. But you think about that Hernandez, you know, the loss of Hernandez led to so many things. There's a butterfly effect with that. You know, he leaves.
But also, like, murder is, like, he murdered, like, an amateur football player. Like, the guy. Like,
he murdered a lot of people. He wasn't stopped. I mean, he didn't start and stop there. I think that was, like, his fourth murder, third that we know about. He tried to shoot his friend in the face.
He was definitely involved in more. And then, like, I mean, you know, a lot's come out about him. I mean, I wish he would have been more
struggling. The man was struggling. Which, you know, he was a gay man, I guess.
Honestly, he's a victim. Honestly, let's just be blunt. He's a victim.
I did laugh. I did have a good chuckle today about, the Gruden stuff that's going on. And I was reading about it today, and they were like, oh, heaven, what's his name? Who I think is the worst GM in the NFL is Mike Mayock, who just drafts because he was like he was the color commenter at the NFL draft for like 5 years. So the Raiders were like, that's a great guy to get. And, you know, him and Gruden were building this team. And Gruden's a good coach. He's
FBI is on to us.
Oh, my God. You met it. We just checked out there after 20 minutes. So, yeah, my fucking computer shut down for the second time in whatever, 4 weeks. Anyway, I was talking about Mike Mayock being a terrible GM and being hired for the color commentary at the draft. And basically, I was just discussing about how he was answering questions today about Gruden and all this stuff. And he said, Carl Nassib, he needed a day off today. He asked for a day off. We gave him a day off. So I was like, I feel like, you know, Carl Nassib, he wasn't the one that was being called crude names. He wasn't the one being called the F word. I mean, he's never heard someone else call someone a faggot before. Is that where we live now? Where it's grounds for a day off from work because you heard someone else say it? He doesn't work there anymore.
I mean, could you imagine? Biden read the emails and was like,
Gruden, I can't be president today.
John Gruden
called me a pussy 12 years ago. I can't show up to work.
Do you think he was sending this on like his John Gruden at ESPN email? Like, is
I
that
hope
what
so.
This is
I really
from?
Hope it was Spider Y2 Banana at. Hey, he was like, fucking idiocy. It really is idiocy. If I didn't work for my dad, I'd be finished, by the way. If anybody ever got a hold of this podcast, I'd be finished. And if I had to leave to, like, do anything else, people are getting fired for, I mean, yeah. I mean, he said stupid shit. Like, why are you putting it in writing, number one? That's, like, the first rule of anything. You don't put things in writing. And especially don't send it to, like the GM of a fucking NFL team when you're also involved in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, who has a racist name and they were meant, quote unquote, they were the Redskins. Like, that was going to come to an end eventually.
I mean, he was, what do you call? He said Goodell was a faggot. He called people pussies. He said they were hiring queers.
Which I can't
he
say
really
that I disagree
ran
with
the
that.
Gamut, dude. He didn't fucking like anybody. He didn't get into the Jews, which I found disappointing, frankly. You would think a guy like him would get into the Jews a bit. Didn't. Shockingly. I mean, I had the Jews at 2-1 as most insulted. Didn't happen.
I can't disagree with his Goodell take.
Who can? I mean, that's a hot take. I mean, I think we're 99-1. The language was crude. But, I mean, let's face it. I mean, he does deserve a few, he deserved to be called names. Sure. But I just thought it was funny that Carl Nassib needed a day off. Like, he was specifically called out in the email. He was in fucking middle school when he sent that email.
Well, this just makes me proud that we have a coach who probably has a flip phone.
That's exactly what I'm talking. That's exactly what I was getting at. Was like Bill Belichick refuses to use a fucking Microsoft tablet on the sidelines. He threw it off the wall.
He threw it.
He threw it because I can't use this stupid thing. He's so old. So he gets the fucking printouts, which I still don't understand how these people get fast pictures like that of every play, and they put them in a 3-ring binder in like seconds. Every single drive has a 3-ring binder. And Belichick has a notepad, which is equivalent to like a Post-it, and his little golf pencil you get at a mini golf course, and that's what he writes all his notes on. He probably writes good
dough. I'd like to read it.
Yeah.
Like, I would pay money.
You wouldn't understand it. He probably has some weird code where he's like, it's, you know, just a bunch of letters, and he knows that that means linebacker will slow. Goodell was a
like
faggot.
I don't know that there's a monetary value that I wouldn't pay just for that. Like of all any memorabilia that I want to know what's in that.
I don't know what I'd want for. That's a pretty good question too. If we're gonna get back to the user question of the day, our friend on Twitter. I mean that would be a pretty good thing. What would the number one memorabilia be in Patriots history?
Honestly, I'd want to be the guy that stole the jersey. I mean, what a move!
You got
what
caught a- though. That is I a mean, great fucking yeah. move. I mean, that the balls. The fucking balls of just showing up. Him. He was that was the Atlanta game, right? Yeah, it had
yeah,
to be
it was
the
best game of
it was
all
the Atlanta
time.
Game. He just walked in with media credentials and took the fucking quarterback's game-winning jersey. It wasn't even like a defensive lineman that didn't play that was like taking a shower, like his jacket. Yeah. It was the starting quarterback's jersey.
The greatest player of all time. He just yacked his
in
jersey.
The biggest, like in the most famous Super Bowl of all time. He's like, I'll take that. Bounced. Yeah. And they, I mean, yeah. Can you not believe, like there's going to be cameras? I could see that there's not cameras like in the bathroom in the Super Bowl, but
well, it's like
there's going to be cameras in there. Someone's going to find out that you took a fucking. You're going to, you know, you took anything in there. If you picked up a penny, they knew where the penny was, you're fucking toast. You literally
well,
went into the quarterback's
like a
gab.
Cleat. Like, yeah. If he would have just been like, oh, I'm going to take his left cleat. Like, Brady would have been like, all right.
Brady would have gave him a glove.
Hey, but no, he went for the, I mean, honestly,
balls.
I respect you got
to respect
what did those Red Sox guys do a few years ago? They took like a, what'd they take? Did they take the trophy? Was it the World Series? They took something ridiculous. The
oh,
Red
no,
Sox
they took
guys.
the banner.
That was another preposterous.
They didn't take it. It was classic. It was actually in the hometown of our mothers. Me and KP are cousins, but even though we sound very different, both of our moms they grew up in the Malden Projects. And,
Malden.
Loved to tell you about it. And anyway, these guys were classic Malden guys, and they found I think the banner.
On a delivery truck.
Yeah, it fell off. No, it fell off on the McGrath Highway in Somerville. It was the new banner, whatever, the 2018 World Series champions. And they just took it home and had it and were trying to hold the Red Sox hostage. They were like, yeah, you can buy it. They were fucking, which is classic North Shore trash move to do. It's like, yeah, I got something you need. You're going to pay me for it. He's like, fucking idiot. You ran across traffic and picked it up. No one's going to pay you for it. It's fucking famous. You're not going to fucking just keep it. I think that they like sent the cops and like you just got to give it to us and those guys got which is hilarious
this
too.
You stole this. What's another one?
Well, my favorite thing about guys like that is that which that happened to them and it happened to I think it had been another Malden guy. They have it's a very particular accent. My mom's got it. Calls everything tonic and then fucking
my
says
mom, yeah
huss. That's a horse. You ride your huss today? No, I didn't ride a huss. Nobody says that. And anyway, it's a very particular accent. It's North Shore, but it's Malden North Shore. It's different. There was other guys, I think they were from Malden, were the guys that saw the whale. Dude, I saw a whale. But I remember they were very famous. It's a fucking whale, Billy. It was like a dead fucking
Jesus.
I forget what it was, but they always something always comes back to them. The guys that found the banner were clear scumbags. These guys just looked like drug addicts. And then they were like, he's like a pedophile. He's a fucking drug addict. Like they literally found so much trash in that. You can't give them an iota of fame because everyone's just going to get, they're just going to dig into him. And every single person in Malden has done something dirty in their life. There's no means to survive if you don't. That's literally, you have to scrape and claw just to leave the town. Every single person there, you can't hold it against them. That's just the way it is.
They're scratching a claw. The Chocolo sisters, prime example.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your piece of memorabilia? You can't take the jersey. Someone already took that one from us.
Brady jersey. I'd like to, let's see, I'm trying to think of, I'd love to get.
Like Butler's ball, the ball he intercepted.
The Butler ball would be insane. The, like Julian Edelman's gloves from the catch of,
the Atlanta
catch. That's going to be a big one. Fucking, it would be a weird thing that only like a few people would want. I'd want like a.
That notebook that Bill has from the Super Bowl against the Falcons was probably unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Like Rob Gronkowski's first spiked touchdown or something. I'd have to think about that. There's so much good shit that you can go through, but like, definitely the Edelman gloves would be a big one. I'd love
Aaron Hernandez Super Bowl ring.
He didn't get a Super Bowl ring.
I know. He only lost.
Aaron Hernandez security videos.
just his love letters with his gay man. I'd like those.
I was always weirdly attracted to his wife when she was on the internet, when she was giving like her like testimony. Not only she was just a stand by your man bitch. She did not care that he was banging dudes left and right. She's like, nah, it's not true. And they're like, to the point where like they literally had a documentary about it with like his gay lover and his dad. Like to that, it got to that level, and she was like, nah, fuck that.
That was a weird. Did you watch? That even, was a
he's
strange.
Like, I didn't even kill anybody. What?
That was a strange move to bring the dad onto. Like the
wasn't I think
dad
the dad was because he was like. Corroborating the story, you know what I mean? Even though he didn't know that actually happened, he knew that his son was gay, and his son probably made that shit up. But even if he didn't, but the I don't know. You know, he was just there, so they gave him a little extra witness. But I was always like real weirdly into her. And then
I'm thinking like of a like what's a Giselle piece of memorabilia that would be elite?
Oh, I don't know anything about Giselle. I'd rather. Tara Reid piece of memorabilia. I liked it when Tom was slumming it back in the old days with the Tara Reids of the world still winning Super Bowls.
Man.
I mean, there's so much good stuff. But for now, I want the Mac. I want Mac Jones. I want Mac Jones memorabilia until Brady.
I want
retires.
His jockstrap. You know what I don't want? I'm sick. I want Jarrell Revis now off. I want him and Asante Samuel. I want them put on the next flight to the moon.
Give a shit about what Darrell Revis said. It basically, he's like, yeah, he just didn't like that atmosphere. Who cares? You still won.
Well, I mean,
he said,
which
I appreciate
fine,
the grind and I appreciate this. And then, you know, he was happy he won the Super Bowl, but he even admitted, he was like, I just, you know, I made a move to go to New England because I knew that was my only chance to win because he didn't give
a
shit.
Like,
all
also,
he wanted was
don't
the most
say,
money.
Don't say, like, I enjoy the grind. I enjoy working hard. And then, like, at the end, being like, well,
nah.
Actually,
I like working hard, but not that hard. It's like I like working hard, but a different kind. You know what I mean? Like it's just him and Rex Ryan are like perfect for each other. They want to like hang out and like be loose and win. And like, I get what Revis is saying. It's like there's other ways to win. Yeah, of course there is. I mean, Bill Belichick hasn't won every single Super Bowl by doing that, but he created a culture that worked and works, and he fucking fit right into it. Even though he was, if I do recall, I think he showed up late and got sent home one day. Like a bad.
I mean,
boy.
He was also like that was the best year of his career. I would argue that
yeah. He had 2009 with the Jets. It was insane.
But the only one that really matters. I mean, like so obviously that hard work did something for you, Mr. Darrell. I know you're listening.
Yeah, he is. He's an avid Malcolm Go listener. But yeah, I love Revis. He got fat, by the way. Nobody wants to talk about it, but he did. He
he's
fat.
Not on keto like you.
No, he's not. He doesn't have my type of bod. I mean. Given he's really rich now, so he can do whatever he wants. I do respect it. One time, he must have lost some weight because he was really fat like a year ago or 2 years ago. I saw him on Instagram. And someone just wrote under it was like, "Man, you got fat!" like straight to the point. And he was like, "Yeah, man, been eating good." Like I was like, he's like all proud of it. Like he's taking it like Henry VIII. Like he's like, yeah, "I got all this money and I'm rich now and I can just get fat and everyone still loves me." And I kind of respect that.
Who cares?
I mean, I kind of respect that. I mean, if you're going to be fat, might as well be fat. So whatever, he was great and he won a Super Bowl. I don't really give a fuck about that. He didn't like down talk Belichick or anything. He just didn't like the atmosphere, the tension,
yeah, I
which I understand
that.
Too. I probably would hate it too. Cause I have no willpower whatsoever. I would quit probably day one.
I just didn't like the, I love the hustle and grind and working hard. And then like backtrack and be like, well, Not that hard. Like,
well, it's different.
Like,
there.
Don't lie about yourself. Just be like, I was naturally good enough, and I worked hard enough when I was young to be really good. And fuck the Patriots, but I won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think he cared about the Patriots. I think he still likes the team. I just don't think that he fucking gives a shit about. You know, he just likes to talk. He just likes to be. He's just a classic cornerback. Which my long-standing theory of the best cornerback in the NFL is always the one that talks the most. Because the media will just fucking discuss it with them. Like, I don't. Well, Deion Sanders was great, but that just started like a whole chain reaction of like number one.
Well, Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think Jalen Ramsey is better than Gilmore or better than fucking the kid in Buffalo. You know, he's good, but like he just talks the most shit, so everyone's like he's great. He's the best. He's always in everybody's face. I mean, there's a lot of great cornerbacks. It's always the one that's talking the most shit. That's in your face, a fucking Revis Island, and starting fucking nicknames and mottos.
I mean, it's also like the hardest position in sports.
It's not the hardest position in sports. You think that's harder than quarterback, being a corner?
Could you imagine you're on an island by yourself guarding like prime Randy Moss?
It's rare. Yeah, it's rare. Like three people ever could do it. And it never.
DeAndre Hopkins?
So what? There's no one-on-one coverage. There's always a safety there. I mean, those guys never get single covered. It's insane. You couldn't do it. I mean, sure, it happens, but like Darrell Revis was capable of doing it, and that's it. Like, who's the last? Gilmore could do it. Ramsey can probably do it sometimes.
I'm fairly certain you're proving my
point. He gets torched more than anyone, by the way. When they always talk shit, but then he'll get torched by like, he got torched 2 weeks ago by somebody that was not good. Who was it?
Was it Fuller?
No. It was somebody that was not good, had a shitload of yards on him.
Was it Kupp? Was it Cooper Kupp?
He's on his team.
On his team. It wasn't DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, he toast everybody.
No, it was somebody that wasn't like a number one. It wasn't like a number one wide receiver. It was somebody that wasn't that great.
By the way, we should have gotten Cooper Kupp this offseason, but we're not gonna talk about that.
Was he franchised? Because I think Cooper Kupp would be the best Patriot ever. I before the when the Rams were in such bad cap hell, I wanted them to go trade for Cooper Kupp, but they traded away Cooks instead, and signed Coop and Kupp long term, because I think Kupp would be the best Patriot.
I mean, yeah, he's like a white like good receiver. Like he's like I don't know who he is.
He's just a tall. He's kind of like a Hogan Edelman mesh,
but he's good
with a higher ceiling. Yeah, I mean, Hogan was good here. Edelman was obviously great, but it's like both of them combined. No, he's like that. He's just tall. He's a taller Edelman, you know, kind of with Hogan speed. Good.
Speaking of good receivers, this week
Cale Harry,
scary.
Great segue.
All right. No, we're not talking about him. We're talking about all the great receivers that are coming to Foxborough this week because this is a little scary.
Scared about it?
Scared about it? I'm not like scared about it, but like
he's just 4-point dogs at home. They were just 6-point dogs. So,
but I don't necessarily enjoy like the chance that Jawan Williams is guarding Amari Cooper. I don't
enjoy
that.
Amari Cooper
hurt
though. Did he hurt his hamstring last week?
Yeah, he'll be back. But it doesn't matter. They have good receivers. Like they got
CD, and then the other one's hurt. Gallup's hurt, right? He's out.
We can find out.
I think Gallup's out for the. I think he's on IR. Pretty sure. So they got CD
Lamb.
Yeah,
he got hurt before the year. Yeah, he got Gallup. Yeah,
you got Schultz,
yeah,
who's their
I guess
tight
it's
end.
Not as bad.
They have Amari Cooper, who's nursing a hamstring, and they got Ezekiel Elliott in a dominant offensive line. So, that goes up against.
Pollard's good too, man. I think Pollard's better than Zeke.
We typically, Patriots' MO, along with playing down to deep, to bad teams, is not being able to cover third down backs if they're good.
Nope.
So, I would assume that Tony Pollard is going to go off in this game. And
are you going to put a? Would you put a? Or is Duggar guarding Schultz, or would you spy like?
Oh, Duggar. I don't know what they do with Duggar. Duggar just roams around. I haven't watched enough like film breakdown to see where he goes because he's like sometimes on the line, sometimes he's deep safety, sometimes he's
in
a slot.
He is a ball.
They literally put him everywhere, and nobody respects him because he's a quiet guy. Again, quiet guy. Doesn't make any fucking waves. Doesn't talk. I don't know what he sounds like. I mean, he's just a beast. He's constantly around the ball. He never comes off the field.
And he tackles people like he home like run, has a vendetta against
an absolute
them, like
home run of a draft pick. He's like a
McCoy.
Perfect. He was a perfect successor to Patrick Chung, and I think he could play Devin McCourty's position too, if they wanted him.
Wait,
to.
I also have a question. You remember Patrick Chung got caught with all of the cocaine at one point? And that just
not in his hands, just in the house.
That was his argument.
Yeah, well, cocaine's a hell of a drug. It wasn't an argument. I mean, it was. Who knows if it was his? I mean, let's. Juwan Williams had like fentanyl, and they just let him go. Like,
yeah,
in Tennessee,
I mean, that's
like,
true. That's very true. They just.
I don't know what that's
about.
Maybe
they need to go back to that. We might need to go back to. We need someone that does drugs.
I'm not cool enough to know any people that do drugs or haven't died from them because I'm so old now that like every single person that I went to high school with is now dead from drugs. So it was like, I didn't have a big high school anyway, but 80% of them are dead from drugs. The cemeteries are filled up with 2003 Saugus Sachems. But I would say...
I mean, Dak is good though.
Dak is
good. Best quarterback.
But again, we beat him 2 years ago. Same defense. Worse offense. The only thing we're missing is Gilmore. I mean,
that's but like you act like that's like minor. Like that has changed a lot.
Yeah,
like,
they have a better offense, but their defense still isn't good.
No, I mean that's the thing. We can score with them. That's not my worry.
Giants put
like,
up like 30 points last week. They lost by 15, but they still put up 30 points.
Who's gonna be on the other side though? JC Jackson, I'm not worried about.
Jackson, I do worry about. I mean, he could cover Amari. I bet you he could cover Amari Cooper really well. He would definitely. He'd probably shut down Gallup if he ever played. Like if they, that's the type of receiver that he would beat. Was like a big, just a fast straight line guy. He would just dominate all day.
Well, that's
kind
like,
of
what
you see him, like,
Lamb
I,
is.
Having him singled up Cooks, I was like, that's a mistake from the start. I saw him out there. I was like, that's a mistake. That should have been Jones and somebody else. Because Jackson would have eliminated that other guy that had like fucking, he came up from the practice squad and 300
yards.
Yeah.
Every yard
Cooks
they
didn't really make a big impact, but, you know, a couple big plays, a couple easy slants. He was just going right across his face. So much quicker than Jackson. You know, the top of the route, Jackson mauls you. You know what I mean? He puts his Mel Blunt
hands
on you.
He's a bully.
Yeah, he wants to push you around. And, I mean, he's too young to get those calls, especially on Cooks. So he gets two holding penalties. One's, like, in the end zone. I mean, it was just a bunch of bullshit. And I was like, they're going to pull him soon.
I put Jackson on Lamb. Lamb's a fast guy, but Jackson will just bully him out of it. I don't mind it. I don't want McCourty over top, though. That McCourty.
You don't use McCourty over the top. You could use you could use Adrian Phillips down low and put Duggar over the
top. Adrian Phillips, the greatest football player on earth. That guy.
Phillips really, he might have been, he's up there for a really high grade in my free agent pickup rankings in the Belichick era. He's closing in on a top five free agent pickup. So under the radar. I don't follow West Coast football very much at all, and the Chargers were bad for so long, I didn't give a shit about them, but Adrian Phillips was like their captain, and was just he's just a fuck. Ever since he's been here, he's been a stud. He played linebacker last year, because we had no linebackers during COVID season. He was like our middle linebacker and was good.
And I mean, he had eight tackles this week. I mean, like, the guy, he's a ball hawk.
He's a perfect Patriot, because he doesn't get paid a lot. He's just like one of those guys that he digs out, like a diamond in the rough. Belichick digs out of somewhere. There was just like a special teams ace somewhere, and he's just great in this defense. And, you know, I don't know how you attack these teams. I mean, this game. I mean, if Gallup's not playing, so you really got CeeDee Lamb, a hobbled Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, that's a much more manageable offense, if you're asking me.
I mean, it is, but I also they're gonna complete their passes. Dak's gonna get his.
Yeah, of course he is. But so we're gonna have to score minimum.
Which do we do that?
25 to 30 to win this game. Minimum 25.
I'm sick of this. This red zone offense makes my brain bleed.
It doesn't. It's only because I'm telling you right now, it is 100% McDaniels just like scared to let fucking Mac fire it. But now that he got one off last week, which still, again, was a fucking Ephus pitch, you know, to Hunter Henry.
Hog.
I mean, yep, hog. And, you know, he's thrown two passes into the end zone all season. I believe both of them are touchdowns. So let the boy eat. Okay, let him eat.
I mean, he doesn't make, like, knock on wood, but like he doesn't like make mistakes. He hasn't made like many throws.
The one mistake that he made, he made one mistake this last week. That was it. Yeah. He came out of the locker room and threw that bad interception. But whatever, that happens to everybody. But he, every other like interception has been like either in the hands or you know, basically end of the game fucking nonsense. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Just like spread him out, let him sling it. Like our receivers are actually kind of good. Like Kendrick Bourne.
Aguilar hasn't made any mistakes.
A Patriot.
Yeah. Again with the fucking.
Our running backs got to get their shit together, man. These fumbles are pathetic.
It's like I don't even know who to, because the Stephen Ridley used to get such a bad rap, but he never fumbled this much ever.
No.
And fucking
Damian Harris, like, is the ball covered in like baby oil?
I don't know, man. Fucking you almost, he cost us, realistically, he cost us the Miami game, and he should have cost us this Houston game. Because there is no fucking way. We had no business winning the Houston game because of that. And we would have been up, what, 14-10 or something at that point? Or 14-7?
Yeah,
whatever,
and that's
it would
like
have
the
been.
Perfect
Patriot. And it would have been over, like, because Houston would have just quit, crumbled. And would have been a wrap.
Let Max sling it and score one more time.
Instead,
but no,
they went right down the field, scored a touchdown. Then he threw a pick out of halftime. They went and scored again. And then they shut him down
The worst part is, like, I'd understand if he was fumbling because he was just getting destroyed. Like, he's just getting crushed.
Exactly.
He's not even like getting hit hard.
A punch, literally didn't even hit tackle him. Just punched it out, and it was you could tell that it was before the goal line, but there definitely wasn't evidence that there was fucking that he was not on the goal line. But you could tell from behind. I was like, he's not there yet. Like you could, they had to piece all the reviews together. He clearly wasn't there yet. But I didn't think they were going to overturn it, but they did. And he deserves to sit. But like. At this point, who are you going to play? You got Bolden, who's a lower tier running back at best, and then you got Ramondre, who likes to fumble too.
Bolden, he's a special team.
He's a special teamer, but he can run. I mean, he had a couple good runs this game. He's played a lot for the Patriots. He doesn't not know the plays.
I mean,
been on the team for goddamn 10 years.
Good.
Yeah, Stevenson is good. He looked like he was nervous playing. He had the game-winning touchdown called back on a hold. Or a legal shift that I saw from the fucking, my house. I was like, why is Meyer still moving? Why is Meyer still moving? And then fucking, they snapped it. I was like, so stupid. They're playing such anti-Patriot football most of the time.
It's irritating.
The fumble at the goal line, proof number one. I mean, that you're like, that doesn't happen. I want to know I would like to know what it is about Tom Brady that makes the defense good, the special teams better. Like, how do players stop fumbling and dropping balls? Like, it didn't happen that much with Brady, and doesn't happen now in Tampa, and I don't understand it. Like, why?
Tampa's defense used to get to practice against him all the time, and then the offense, like, could you imagine in the Patriots, like, they don't even deal with Bill at that point. Brady's just going to chew you. I mean.
But that doesn't stop you from fumbling. I mean, they just didn't fumble. I think they have to deflate the footballs more. That's what I think.
Balls were deflated. You know, since he's not a Patriot anymore, we can be honest about it. He definitely deflated. We won by 30 instead of 20 against the Colts that year is because the balls were deflated.
Exactly. We needed it. And then, anytime we deflate footballs, we were winning by a lot.
We had to deflate it inside. Wasn't that in Indianapolis?
No, it was at Gillette. It was raining and outside. That was the whole thing.
It was gross, yeah.
The ideal gas law from the air, like, coming out of it.
Thank you, Newton.
And then So I don't know, but these guys are gonna get their fucking head on straight. I mean, the one literally Patriots football was beat a bad team because they're so stupid, and we were being so stupid for the whole game. And then Houston's like making third downs and fourth downs, and they're like, "Ah, let's get cute and do this fake punt." And then the punt.
What was that?
I don't know. That's the second worst fake punt since the Colts one. Which is to be literally the worst football play in NFL history. I still don't understand it. All I know is that he wasn't supposed to snap it. Brandon Bolden made the tackle on that play, by the way. So he went up, pretend to be a quarterback, and, Patriots immediately knew what the hell was going on.
I mean, I knew what was going on.
Came in, And I was like, oh, they're going to fake it. I was like, just call a timeout, Bill. Fuck it. And he didn't, because he likes to let them fuck it up. And it's very smart. That's the same thing he did with Pete Carroll in the in that Super Bowl is like to let them just fucking be like, oh, they're not going to call a timeout. So I guess we got to do something here. You know what I mean? So that's like why Russell Wilson threw the pick and all this shit. You know, he doesn't call a timeout in those situations. He prepares the guys in advance. And I don't know how he prepares for this. Probably watches their practice from above or on videotape. And then,
absolutely. He zooms in. Yeah. He zooms, got the code.
And, you know, Olszewski comes down. The guy goes back. He's supposed to be like 14, 15 yards back from the snapper. He was like 8, whatever. And fucking Lawrence Guy destroyed the long snapper into him. And fucking he just booted it off his head. And, you know, a 0-yard punt. And I don't even think we scored a touchdown on that play, did we? I was like, but that's classic. That's like how the Patriots won for 20 years was just, especially against bad teams, just wait till they make stupid mistakes because they're always going to throw you the ball. They're always going to fumble. They're always going to fucking do a stupid fake punt and put it 0 yards directly sideways. It's always going to happen. And then, you know, it just.
I struggle with we should have lost that game. Like, I'm very happy.
Yeah, you could say that, but we should have beat Miami. We should have beat Tampa Bay. We didn't. So,
no, I mean,
take the win where you can get it.
We needed that one bad in a bad way.
Yeah, definitely needed that because there's a very good chance that we're going to lose to Dallas. And if we were to be 1-5, the season would have probably been over. I mean, sure, you could win out and go 12-5, but that's, you know, insane to even think that that was going to happen. So Buffalo is easily probably the best team in the league right now, and we have to play them twice.
The Chargers exist, bro. The Chargers are good. Even though they're still the
Chargers.
Chargers
are good, but Buffalo just went to Kansas City and smashed them in prime time.
Well, I mean,
I'm old enough to remember when an elite Patriots team went to Kansas City against a bad Kansas City team and got stomped on Monday night. And Buffalo just went in there.
I don't care about the regular season. Just got to get through it. We're going to get through it. I'm not scared of Dallas at all.
I'm not really scared about Dallas either. I honestly think they're going to win this game. You know,
but they got to come out and play.
You should say Tyler. Tyler came with he had a pick. He had Patriots 31, Cowboys 27, which I love. But Patriots haven't scored over 25 points this year. Twice they've scored 25 points. One was against Houston. The other time was against New York Jets. So to think the Patriots are going to score 30, I mean, you might be fucking, you know, wishing on a, you know, a hope and a prayer, because I don't know if that's going
to
happen. But
I would
you're
like
definitely
going to
need 30 to beat
involved.
Dallas. You're going to need at least high 20s to beat Dallas.
Well, I mean, it's just like use Jonnu. Like, let the pea shooter throw it down the field a little bit more. Because
they're working the play action perfectly. They can fucking, I mean, I can't think of many plays where we haven't had catch and runs. You know, how many bad, for every, like, one bad throw, he has 10, like, good fucking chunk yard plays.
What's funny to me is, like, how good the play action works with how bad our running game is.
Well, it was bad. It was pretty good this week. I mean, it's just we had 4 replacement linemen. I mean, the week before, we had, you know, we played the best run defense in the league. But, I mean, they've been good. I mean, Harris has been fine.
Their D-line is not bad, though.
Who isn't?
Their D-line is not bad. I mean,
Alice? Who's the nose tag? Who's the D-tackles? I don't know any of them. I know Randy Gregory.
They've got Randy Gregory. Do they have Lawrence anymore?
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence, but they're edge guys. They're going to stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, they're edge guys, but I don't like that either because it's not like our tackles who are going to come back this week have really been lighting up the world.
Here's the thing. I think you need to keep Ted Karras out there, it seems like. Maybe if Onwenu and if Wynn come back from their COVID fucking vacation, I would think that they should put Onwenu at right tackle and keep Karras at left guard and then just go like that and let Wynn play left tackle because, you know, like he's supposed to, but.
Well, where's Trent Brown? Like, Trent Brown's calf has, like, this is ridiculous.
Put him on IR. He's done for 3 weeks.
That's a week. Yeah, week 8.
So he's out Dallas, Jets, and somebody else.
Chargers.
Is it Chargers? Ugh. So we have to win this game, and we have to beat the Jets, obviously, at home. So we get a 4-3 because we're going to go to L.A. Chargers and probably get smoked.
No, it's the this is Cowboys, Jets, Chargers, Panthers, Browns. That's a tough gig.
And the Chargers and Panthers both on the road, right?
Yeah, they're in Charlotte.
They're in Charlotte against Stephon Gilmore. You think Jones will throw to fucking Gilmore? I saw Gilmore show up to whatever he was doing. He was in Carolina, like going to something, like under, like they had like a walk in, like if you were at an award show, and he was wearing his shorts and he had a sleeve on his right leg, or the leg that he injured, his left leg. I'm like, this guy, he's not 100% still. Like he's wearing sleeve on his torn quad still.
I mean, Tiger Woods had one on the other day when he was on the range. So
he's golf and doesn't really play sports. I don't respect a golfer athleticism. I never will. I don't care what it is. I know that people keep telling me that golfers are athletes and all this shit now. I don't respect it. I'll never respect it.
I'm just sick of hearing like Brooks Koepka's built like a linebacker. Like what? Like put that guy next to Dante Hightower and tell me.
No,
like,
that's what a linebacker looks like. Brooks Koepka, is he really built like a linebacker? I don't know. I don't know shit about golf. I can't watch it. It makes me sick.
No, he's built like you, Tony.
Oh, stud.
I mean, no offense. No offense to you, but you're not a linebacker.
No, I never said I was a linebacker. I'm a podcaster. Yeah, he did. Masquerading as a linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a good game this week. I mean, I think they just got to let Mac Jones start slinging it. I really do. I think the Cowboys are good, but the Cowboys are playing up to their opponents like they should. You know, like they went toe to toe with Tampa in Tampa on opening night, which is like an impossible task to do, is win as a road team on opening night after a Super Bowl. You know, with the banner drop and all that shit.
Well, they're gonna beat teams. Like they're gonna beat teams when all they have to do is drop back and throw it. Like if Jonnu's getting it, or not Jonnu, I'm sorry. If Judon is getting in Mac or in Dak's face. And Wise was good this week. Like you've got to get pressure.
You gotta be. But, I don't know who the right tackle is in Dallas, but the left tackle is what's his name? William or the he's been there Smith.
Yeah,
he's been there for a million years, and none of our edge rushers are getting by him on the right side. So unless Uche could possibly, but they seem to use him sparingly for some fucked up reason. Like they just use him.
I don't understand it because when he's in, he's great.
Yeah, he should play literally every play. They let Wise in there on like early downs to like stop the run maybe, and then Uche comes in on third down. I think Winovich is now just your ace special teamer, it seems like.
That's what he is.
Yeah, he's an ace special teamer.
He's going to be Slater, your white Slater.
Coming in later in life. But I think that you would never keep Winovich because somebody will see him as a pass rusher, but Winovich is a stud kickoff coverage man right now.
He just goes down there with his hair on fire. Their offensive line's good, but like this is the I watched a little bit of the Cowboys this week. Like this is the first week they've run the ball. Like Zeke's looked all right. I think that guy stinks. I'm tired of like the hype.
Zeke got paid early and unreasonably a high amount of money, and it ruined him for some reason.
He's got his wealthy belly.
Yeah, he was not, and he was like just done being a running back. He was like, all right. You know, he does. You know, I'm sure he catches the ball out of the backfield, but Pollard, I think, is better than him.
You know what I mean? Pollard is.
And he's the guy.
I am CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is probably the best receiver we've seen this year. I don't think that's too
Antonio Brown is the best one. And, I mean,
Antonio Brown. Yeah, Antonio Brown, but like. CeeDee Lamb's faster than he is, and
Antonio Brown isn't fast. Antonio Brown uses his speed deceptively.
He's quick.
He's quick, and he goes full speed and can stop and then go full speed in an instant. Yeah. That's what fucks everybody
but
up.
But Lamb is just like just fast. Like, and we don't cover that well.
We cover fine. You never thought that Jalen Mills was going to be the problem. You know, I mean, the minute he wasn't there last
week. We
need
him back. What's the deal with him?
He'll be fine. He's probably good this week. I don't know. He probably just need to shut it down. A lot of times, Belichick, when we're going against lesser teams like that, like he used to do with Gronkowski a lot. Like when, well, there'd be like a minor injury against a bad team. They're like, fuck it. We can beat him without him. You know what I mean? So let's just show up without him. So that's what they do. So they leave him out, let him sit out a week, and, you know, come back for a bigger game. So that's what Mills has probably sat down. And hopefully that's what Mason did too. But Mason didn't practice today. Fucking Harris has a chest injury. What the fuck? They said he was having trouble breathing. No broken ribs, none of the shit, but couldn't.
That's okay. He can. He needs a week off. Let's be honest. Yeah.
There could be a fake benching. I really don't want to go into this with Ramondre Stevenson and Brandon Bolden. Because Brandon Bolden, I'm not joking. I guarantee I wouldn't be. I would be 0%. I would be 0% surprised if Brandon Bolden is your starting running back this week. 0%.
It would just like hurt me. Like it's like that. That tweet would just like. I would look at it and be like, this is incorrect.
Oh, so I've been, yeah, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, everyone was on you. Harris is so much better than Sony, so much better than Sony, which he's probably a better runner between the tackles, but he fumbles. And I don't think Sony Michel ever fumbled, if I remember correctly. He might have once or twice, but I don't remember it.
No, he dropped a ball or two, but I prefer that fumbling on the one.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
did you ever see Sony's eyes?
Yeah, they're like cross-eyed.
The guy had flounder eyes. If we're just
cross-eyed, but he could see terrific peripheral vision. Could see exactly defenders coming left and right, and I don't know.
But we couldn't use that guy. That guy.
Yeah, no, can't use him. There was two personnel moves that I'm questioning this year. Probably three actually. Would be one's obviously trading Sony, which I saw coming when we were stacked at running back, but they're not using any of them correctly. I mean. Ramondre's not getting any play. JJ Taylor doesn't play. So
you know what else is weird with those guys? Like, we're not running screens like we used to.
Run screens, but they run bubble screens to fucking
Nelson
Aguilar.
That's what I'm saying.
Aguilar.
They're bubble screens. It's not like those delayed, like, Patriot screens where, like, you set them up for.
You know who is running them? The fucking Houston Texans. That entire offense was the Patriots offense. I was watching it. I was like, this is the Patriots offense. They're running flea flickers, fucking reverses. I'm like, they're running the Patriots offense. And I think the play caller is an old Patriot tight end coach. I think Godsey, I think he's the old Patriots, like, he was our old tight end coach. So he knows they're literally running the Patriots offense. That's why I was so mad. I was like, don't you practice against this every day, every single day?
Well, it's like we used to run those screens with James White where they take like 30 seconds to develop, and we're the only team in the league that can run it because we don't get the ineligible man downfield because we are disciplined. But now we try to run that, and there's seven flags because everyone's doing bad things.
Yeah, they've been fucking it up. But you know what? They'll get back. They're going to get back to it pretty soon, and we'll see. I mean, it just takes a little time. I mean, they're still developing a rookie quarterback, let's not forget. So you just got to take a little bit of time. I mean, winning these games is gravy, baby, because you know what? They're going to take off. I'm telling you, they're going to be over 500 this year. Maybe they don't make the playoffs, maybe they do.
I think it's a big one.
This is a huge game.
I don't think.
Because you go 3-3 against the Jets.
Well, nobody's really run the ball down Dallas's throat, right? Like, they have good linebackers. That Vander Esch kid, they have a couple really good linebackers. And they're going to try to stop the run and dare Mac to beat you. But, like, the worst part is, like, I'm far more confident in Mac than I am anyone else.
Yeah, Mac, I'd rather be throwing, honestly. If anything, they should make us run. I mean, drop eight and let fucking...
I mean, dare us to run.
Yeah, exactly. Go do the old Belichick on Peyton Manning and make fucking... Make Brandon Bolden beat you.
Yeah.
That'd probably be a great game plan. Honestly, if we were the Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinators right now, I'd drop eight or drop seven every play and just make Brandon Bolden beat me all game.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So this is they're 0-3 at home.
Which is weird. This is uncharted.
I can't remember the last time they lost three games at home, let alone fucking four. So,
I mean, three in a season, bro. When was the last time
I think they went 8-0 like 3 or 4 years in a row.
Yes.
Some years back. Like, they didn't lose a game at home in years. At least two or 3 years.
We're going to need you off the seltzers. We're going to have you're going Bud Heavies.
I'm going to go. I can't. This is a big game. If I'm not getting off the seltzers for fucking Tom Brady, I'm not getting off the seltzers for Dak Prescott. I got to lose weight,
babe.
But
this is a big one, man.
Didn't you hear about my mountain biking? I'm in the game.
Yeah.
I'm fitness.
Well, we can't have Tyler.
Focused.
I think a major thing is Tyler can't show up with fucking wine.
Well, he's not invited. He got excommunicated from the tailgate due to that. He knows that. And he's on a 1 week probation on the pod, too, due to his racy, he's sending racy emails around town.
Yeah, like, what? Honestly, Gruden might have been talking about him. He needed a personal day. Tyler called in.
Tyler
after
had a personal day, like couldn't ask him. Exactly. He heard somebody was called the F word, and Tyler needed a day off. He couldn't handle it. What's this world coming to?
Tyler's had some weird takes on terrorism, and Gruden talked about terrorism a little bit. And
did he?
Tyler was offended, asked us for a personal day, and like the stand-up gentleman we were, we gave him his personal day.
Unpaid. This is unpaid. I'm not paying him for no personal day. He feel bad about himself.
Yeah, he didn't. He hasn't built up any PTO.
No, of course not. There's no way. I just found out what the word PTO meant the other day. Like, what's PTO? He was like, the guy I work, you know, I'm friends with, he goes, yeah, I got PTO. We got his unlimited PTO. I said, what the fuck's PTO? He says, it's paid time off. I said, like, vacation? He's like, no, it's just PTO. He's like, and his company, it's like a software company, you know, one of these fucking, whatever, they fucking play ping pong all day and somehow make zillions of dollars. You know what I mean? These companies, maybe you don't get them in Arkansas, but Boston is fucking littered with them. You know what I mean? It's just every corner. They're just
like a union.
Yeah, they're all 12. Well, they're all fucking 17 years old, and they all go and drink like IPAs at lunch, and then they go play ping pong. And it's just like it's like old school, like 80s Wall Street, except for dumber people. You know what I mean? You know, just fucking,
I like this.
You know, not. Oh, yeah, it sounds awesome. I mean, I asked him. I was like, I would like a job because he's killing it. He's smart and killing it. And then he's got like a million people under him, and I don't know. Every single person I've ever seen that worked there was like 20, and they're like just fucking.
Oh.
Play ping pong and make thousands of dollars selling shit. I'm like, this seems like the life, man. And then he's told me
you
unlimited PTO
is.
And I was like, if first of all, I took 2 days off for my firstborn baby. It was born on Friday. I was getting yelled at on Tuesday. I was like, they were like, where are you? Did you give birth? I don't understand why you're not here.
And you work for your dad.
Exactly. Well, that makes it worse, I think. You know, they have like paternity leave other places. Like my if I ever even suggested that, they'd be like, "Are you? What is wrong with you? This is first of all, I'm going to pay you less. I'm going to pay you less than you did last year, and make everything harder for you. Give you more responsibility. Give you less money.
They probably paid for the vasectomy.
Exactly. That's not a bad idea. They should pay for the vasectomy, which is interesting. That fucking health insurance didn't pay for mine. I was like, wouldn't you want this? But I guess they would want you to have a kid too. They would probably
want you
to
have more kids, bro. Yeah, higher premium.
Yeah, more money, more premium, more everything. I get fucking boned. So I had to pay a $500 out of pocket for that bitch. I
little cash money?
Yeah, straight cash, homie.
Did they do it in you should have had it done in your basement.
Like one of those mobile barber shops that come like.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, we got a mobile vasectomy shop. Might start that. That's not bad. It's like we'll be like the first food truck pulling up.
I mean, we could do it. It'd be just like playing pick. In between, we can play ping pong all day.
You must not have to. I mean, it's got to be like a chiropractor. You don't really have to be like a surgeon for that. I mean,
no, it's just like the
I feel like once you do it
acupuncture.
Once, you're in. You got it.
What's like the acupuncture guys? It's one. It's got to be one thing you're cutting in. Like once you're done, just like tie it up, make it look good. Nobody's
burn,
looking.
You burn
in
that
there.
Bitch. Yeah, you get a little cauterizer. Whatever. I'm not gonna figure it out. Not here
it's
today.
Definitely on YouTube.
Yeah. All right. So what do you got this week? I got the Patriots winning, unsurprisingly. They're always going to win, in my book. This week, they're going to win, and people are going to be surprised because Mac's going to outpass Dak. The defense is going to show up.
Yardage-wise?
Yep, yardage and touchdown. He's going to outplay Dak, and they're going to win. The defense is going to hold. They're going to win 24-17, and Mac's going to have the ball at the end of the game, kneeling on it in victory formation.
I need a bonus. Here's your bonus. Well, how many yards then? If you're saying he's going to outduel Dak. Dak's throwing for 300, by the way.
And
happening.
Mac's throwing for 350. What's the weather?
Oh, shit. So you're thinking he's slinging it 50 times?
No. Doesn't even have to. I think he throws it high 30s. They run it. They just run it well. Play action
is
crushes
he completing, it. Like, what's your percent? Is he completing all of them? Is he 30 for 30?
No,
like,
he's going to be in the high 60s, 68 to 72. That's where he lives. He lives in the 68 to 72 game. So it's supposed to be Sunday. Sunday says it's going to rain, but I think only in the morning. Game's at 4, so I don't think
it's
going to rain.
Yeah, it's 4:30
game. I don't think it's going to rain during the game, but it might be a little slick. It's going to be 66. Oh, it's going to be so nice. 66, maybe a little rain in the morning, but I think we'll be good. So I'm going to stick to it. 24-17, Mac Jones, 350 yards, and they win. They hold down the fort. They finally get their first win at home.
I think they blow them out. I think it's like an
embarrassing. You're out of your fucking mind. You always go fucking off the rails quick.
I think we embarrass them. I think if the Giants can even, like, hang with them, which, I mean, the Giants beat the Saints, who came into friggin' Gillette and just. But I think.
Patriots are always allowed a September blunder.
I'm going 38-17, and just and we're gonna have three picks, and one will be a pick six.
Got a pick six. Okay, I love it. I love it.
I got
it.
A pick six.
Patriots
I got
haven't scored over 20 by... again. Patriots have not scored over 25 this year, and you got them at 38.
Go. Kyle Duggar pick. Is going to have a pick this game. Won't be for six, but I just need him. I need him to catch the ball because I like the highlights of him in college with the ball are unbelievable.
I need Duggar to get the ball. They should let him return punts and just cut Gunner. Gunner hasn't
done
shit.
We don't need him doing that because like we do have a guy back there that has a like he has CTE.
Yeah, but he's fine with it though, which is the best part.
Yeah, his brain looks like Campbell's chicken noodle. It's just a fact.
All right. Until next week, we'll see. Let's go, Pats. Let's go, Sachems.
Yeah.
We love you.
Pats by 18. By 18.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back is intercepted.
Terry, 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league. Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Bro, I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.